Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you. Welcome. Bill Michaels Show on the air all throughout the state, beyond the borders, on the network. We are glad to have you on board today. A lot to discuss. We talked some Bucks a little bit earlier. We've talked some Brewers a little bit earlier. We've talked a lot of Packers, and the Ty Montgomery discussion has been rampant, I guess is the best way to put it. And now we bring in Aaron Nagler, who's joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Aaron, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks a lot for having me.
So you and I are kind of going back and forth a little bit on Twitter today, and I pretty much think that we're in agreement. But I don't know if you had a chance to hear Ty Montgomery's explanation last night and kind of breakdown of everything. But basically saying, look, he made a split-second decision. They did tell him to stay into the end zone. He took a couple of steps back. He thought he was on the goal line, took off, and the rest is history. So give me your thoughts and everything, the way everything has transpired and people's demand that he be cut and Mike McCarthy's lost the locker room and what the state of the Packers is right now.
Well, I don't think McCarthy's anywhere close to losing the locker room, but I do think it's an interesting kind of pivot point where we all heard Mike yesterday come out and say that Ty made a mistake and that they're always, you know, and asked whether they could go forward with Ty on the team. He said, you know, that's football. There's always plays you want to reflect on. And I've had, you know, my social media, I'm sure yours as well, has been filled with people calling for him to be cut. And I definitely think that's still a possibility. But I don't think, you know, I think the Packers are always deliberative. They're always going to take kind of the long view on things. And if they are planning on getting rid of him, there would be no point in getting rid of him early in the week when, you know, Bill Belichick will put in a claim and try and get him on their squad and, you know, basically pump him for all the information that he can give them on Green Bay's offense, on Green Bay's team, etc. And I also think, you know, we've got the trade deadline coming up today at 4 o'clock Eastern. There's every possibility that Green Bay could look to move him. As for the incident itself, I mean, there's a lot at play here, right? It's not just the taking it out of the end zone when he was told not to. There's everything involved around it. It's the tantrum on the sideline after he was pulled. And that's been confirmed. I mean, I know Mike Silver put it out there, and I had a lot of people kind of doubting that report. But I spoke to a couple people on the sideline. I spoke to a couple fans in attendance. It was visible from the stand how upset.
No, he
was
admitted it. He came over. He said he never threw his helmet. He said he screamed. And they basically caught him back in. He had to go back
upset.
In. Yeah.
Exactly. So there's a lot going on here. So what kind of headspace is he in, et cetera? Obviously, I can't speak to what's in the man's head or heart at that moment. But I know that's a terrible decision that directly cost them the football game. And if that's my team, I can't go forward with that. That's just my view on it. I understand others differ. But to me, it's a blatant disregard for what you've been coached to do. And it cost you a football game. You can't be throwing away games like that, especially when all you need is a field goal to win the thing. And you've got Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That's what blows my mind. Like I told you on Twitter, the second he had to step backwards to field that ball, he should have been thinking touchback. I mean, any other kind of movement from there on out is, to me, a selfish act. Trying to make a play, whatever you want to call it, you're not thinking about the team. You're thinking about yourself.
Do you think now let me ask you this. Do you think they cut him?
Man, I don't actually. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they ended up doing that, but knowing how they've operated through the years, I mean, I would be very surprised. Now, obviously, the only one who can really answer that question is Brian Gutekunst. I think this will say a lot as to how he plans to operate as a general manager. Given what the limited kind of amount of work we've seen from Goody so far, I would be surprised if he cut him. Now, we'll see. We'll see if it happens. If it does happen, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked. But I tend to think they'll keep him on the football team.
See, I do too. I mean, I think if they were going to cut him, we would have known about it already. Probably would have happened last night or earlier today.
Maybe. I mean, that's the thing. It's like I was talking about earlier. I mean, if they can't get anything for him in trade, maybe they hold on to him for the week and cut him on Saturday so the Patriots can't put a claim in and get him. Because I don't think any other team you'd worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
But with the Patriots, you know that's exactly how they operate, and that's something they would do. So I think the opponent this week adds another wrinkle to it. But, you know, I am with you in regards to if it was going to happen, I think something would have come out by now. I mean, an agent would have gotten something, you know, someone in personnel would have leaked it, et cetera. I just think the lack of information in the last kind of 48 hours would lead me to believe that they're going to move forward with him.
Can he go back? Now, his big thing last night was, look, he made the mistake and he owns it, but it's tough when you've got some guys in that locker room that are kind of pointing things out. He said it's hard to go back in there and kind of look around at the guys knowing that somebody questioned his character, saying that he was being selfish. Maybe they thought he was, or maybe he felt that he was, but he didn't feel that it deserved kind of a public comment from the guys in the locker room, which is where everybody's starting to feel that, well, things are being said in the locker room, so Mike McCarthy must not have his arms wrapped around it.
Yeah, and I get that from Ty. I understand his feeling of, you know, if you have a problem or you think I'm selfish, be a man and talk to me. I get that. But on the flip side, it's kind of ironic to hear Ty Montgomery talk about teammates letting him down when he literally just let 52 guys down by taking that ball out and fumbling it. I said it this morning. I've said it on Twitter. A lot of this, just speaking strictly as Aaron Nagler, fan of the Packers, you know, founder of Cheesehead TV, I'm fine with everything that transpired, except for the fact that he didn't own up to it after the game. That blew my mind. Brandon Bostic met with the media after the NFC Championship game.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're talking about accountability. You're talking about being a pro. I mean, just get there. Be accountable for your mistake. And the idea that he ducked reporters after the game kind of blows my mind. And then you're going to turn around and then say how hurt you are that people are questioning your character. Show some character. Own up to your mistakes. And I know, I know he's come on the radio now and he's talked about it. I know he had locker room availability. I know that's all happened. But that's all convenient after the fact. I mean, in the moment when people are searching for answers, fans and players, probably your teammates alike, it would have been nice to hear from him immediately.
That I agree with, because as others have said, look, had he gone to the house with it, he would have been the first one standing in front of the cameras. So
right.
I get it.
Right.
Want to see somebody own up to something right after it happens.
Like Justin Tucker. Look at the kicker for the Ravens. He missed his first extra point ever in his career, and he literally went to Ravens PR and asked to be put at the podium because he knew he would be the most sought-after quote after that game. To me, that's being a pro. You are hoping to be accountable when things are great, and when they're awful.
The team itself, what did you take away from the ballgame?
Well, that's clearly the most complete performance, and that's what makes that play so frustrating, is that it throws away an otherwise excellent performance on both sides of the football. I mean, that defense, obviously there was that little bubble there that started the second half where they gave up yardage and points, but for the most part, that's what you've been looking for from Mike Pettine's crew. And if they can get that consistently, week in and week out. And obviously they've got another big test on Sunday night, New England. But I'm telling you, that's legit what we just saw. And if they can just kind of avoid the little, I guess you'd call them bubbles, or, you know, they go cold for whatever reason on both sides of the ball, just for little stretches. You saw it on offense again on Sunday. But they've shown they can score on anyone. And they've shown they can hold up on defense against one of the best passing attacks, one of the best offensive attacks in the league. If they can just get this consistently, week in and week out, like Aaron Rodgers said, they can play with anybody in the league, and the sky's the limit for the team.
Talking with Aaron Nagler, and going back to what you said about they can play with anybody, people think I'm ripping Aaron Rodgers, and I'm not ripping him, but the fact is he's yet to play a full four quarters of football. You guess he brought them back against the Bears, but he also didn't play well early on in that game and then ended up getting hurt. I understand it. Didn't play great against Minnesota. At the end, he did. I mean, it's been the consistently inconsistent offense that has put this team and this defense time and again in bad situations. They have not offensively even come close to hitting their peak yet, right?
No, totally agree. Absolutely agree. And I agree with your premise on Rodgers. I think, and it's funny, the moment you say anything about Aaron, fans get so defensive.
They get pissed off, look, and it's like, this is a fact.
Yeah, there's plenty of tape that you can look at where you see open guys that he's turning down in favor of trying to get something bigger. And that's fine. That's Aaron Rodgers. He's a two-time MVP. That's how he's made his living. That's his game. I get it. But at this point, you know, he is still a little hobbled, and the offense isn't exactly clicking. Just get in a rhythm, take what's given to you, and avoid these kind of lulls. And, of course, it's not all on Rodgers. A lot of it is on McCarthy as well, on execution on the field from all, you know, 10 of his teammates. So it's not just Rodgers. But this team is built around him. It is built to go as he goes. So if he's faltering even a little bit, it's going to show up. And I absolutely agree 1,000% that they have not even come close to hitting their peak offensively. And we've seen spurts, and there was definitely a lot to, you know, kind of glom onto, be happy about, a lot of promise that we saw Sunday against the Rams. You hope they can continue to grow from that because, look, they could be, I mean, absolutely deadly if they get, you know, clicking on all cylinders heading into December.
Going back to the offense, that call deep in their own territory, deep in their own end zone, to run up the gut, you know, people have talked about it time and again. First of all, you never go east-west coming out of the end zone. So that, for people to say they should have run something outside, which is stupid. Maybe run Williams instead of Jones. Williams is more of a plow horse than Jones is.
Right.
But the whole thing about, well, they should, it's hindsight being what it is, it's easy to say that they should have passed the football or something to that effect. But you're also talking about one of the best pass rushes in all of football. You're just trying to get the thing out about 2-3 yards just to give yourself a little breathing space at this point. Would you have done something different?
Oh, what kills me is, yeah, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I rise up and fire at MVS, who has the corner playing 8 yards off. This is what blows my mind. People are, like, ripping on McCarthy, and I get
right.
It. He's got plenty to be ripped on for that sequence in particular.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling had the inside slant and was wide open 8 yards down the field.
And here's the thing. It's an RPO. It's Aaron Rodgers. You know, Mike McCarthy was asked about it yesterday. Is that an RPO action? Well, yes, it's kind of the same design as something else and blah, blah, blah. He's trying to dance around the fact that, yes, Aaron has the ability and the option to rise up and fire at that wide receiver. And this idea – but then McCarthy also says, well, we ran this same run action earlier in the game. It was successful. Yeah, because you were in the middle of the field. You weren't backed up on your own end zone, and they weren't stacking the box. So it's just, constant, like, everyone wants to blame McCarthy, but Rodgers is kind of to blame as well, but you can't say that. I mean, look, they blew it. They blew that entire sequence from the running back usage, like you say. The one time you don't want Aaron Jones out there, and they put him out there. I mean, it's just everything about it just drives me insane. And the funny thing is if you go back a little earlier in the game, I think it was on the previous offensive series, actually, they have almost the exact same setup where Rodgers does just that. He rises up and fires to MVS.
Right.
So it's not like, you know, this is like some unheard of thing. They had literally just done it. Do it there on the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing. Coming out of the goal, remember in Detroit when they ran the ball and got the safety, they were like pulling a guard or something and like it got blown up and they were tackling the end zone and everyone went nuts. To me, if you have Aaron Rodgers, just spread it out and let him go to work. I don't care if it's on the 1 yard line. I like that infinitely better than running behind an offensive line that is specifically built for a zone scheme and not to blow people off the ball. They're not road graders, and that's not denigrating them in any way, shape, or form. That's just who they are. Coach the offense you have, not the offense you wish you had. That's my thing coming out of the end zone.
Real quick, before I let you go, give me your thoughts on this team coming up. The New England Patriots, obviously a very well-coached football team. They're very good with Brady. We all know that. We know they're very tough at Gillette Stadium. But after seeing what I saw out in the Coliseum, I say the Packers, if they play that sort of game, they can win this game, and they could win this game almost going away. I don't think the New England Patriots are as good personnel top to bottom as what we saw in L.A.
Oh, I 100% agree on the fact that the Packers can win this game. I don't think it'll be going away. I mean, Brady and Belichick in that building are really tough. But I think I was asked before the LA game, LA game, like, which of these two next two opponents do you think the Packers match up better with? I 100 times would say New England, and I agree with you. I think they match up really well in this game, and I think, yes, they have every capability of going in there and pulling off what would be an upset, but I tell you what, I think it matches up well. I think it's going to be a great game, and I'm looking forward to it.
Great stuff as always, buddy, and we will talk to you again soon, okay?
Thanks a lot, Bill.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. That is Aaron Nagler. Letting it fly, and him and I are in a huge amount of agreement on a lot of this stuff. Completely agree. I go back to that. He's right. You go back to that safety. You know, and I'll post it. I've got the coach's film on this. I'll post this. But you can clearly see Marquez Valdes-Scantling's wide open, and Aaron Rodgers doesn't really look at him. I mean, for as much as everybody wants to blame McCarthy, and I agree. Look, I would have run Williams instead of Jones, but... At what point do you got to give criticism where criticism is due?
And there's some reports. I didn't want to interrupt you. There's some breaking news while you guys were talking, actually. A couple guys tweeting out that Rappaport, he must have just tweeted this out. He didn't tweet it out yet, but he must have said it on the NFL Network because a bunch of outlets have Packers shopping Ty Montgomery before the deadline. Hope to move him by 4 p.m. Eastern.
Well, there you go. See what happens.
Yeah.
See what happens. See if Ty Montgomery actually still is a Green Bay Packer. By the end of the day. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us your thoughts on what you just heard. Stay tuned. More after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad to have you. Thanks so much. Glad to be on the air with you today and taking your opinions on so much. You've got, as Ryan Horvath just said before we went to commercial break, the thought that apparently the Packers could be shopping Ty Montgomery around. We'll wait and see. If that's true, then as Aaron Nagler, who had just joined us for a couple of minutes, had said that if that's true, then possibility is they could shop him around and end up cutting him by the end of the week. We'll wait and see what actually happens. But nevertheless, that's one of the rumors that are floating around out there right now. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. Go on and tell them you went to Bill Michaels. The extra mayo, extra cheese, and the pepperoni melt on an Italian bread. Oh, it's so, so good. All you got to do is say, this is what I want. Just walk in and grab it. Good stuff right now. Cousin Subs, where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Let's go to Mike, listening to us in Rhinelander. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, Bill.
What's happening?
I'm doing great. I know you're doing good.
I'm doing okay today. What's up?
Yeah, I just retired from the paper mill after almost 42 years about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well, congratulations.
And, yeah, thank you very much. And the reason I stayed there so long is because I did what my employer told me to do.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a professional millionaire who is supposed to know where his feet are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Now, if we turn the pages back a couple of years, remember that NFC Championship in Seattle?
Yep.
Remember that onside kick?
Bostic, yep. They said don't touch it.
Yeah, remember the buffoon that stepped in front of it?
Yep.
And biffed it?
Bostic went after it. Yep, I do.
He was gone.
Yep. No, I get it.
So I don't know if it's so much the importance of the player or the importance of the game. What I see, what Montgomery did, is that he knew where he was. I do believe he did. And he didn't take the ball away from Aaron Rodgers' hands. Of course, you have to mention him. He took it away from the Packers. That Packer team went toe-to-toe with this team for almost four quarters of football.
Mm-hmm.
He just ripped the heart out of everybody that spilled it all out there on that field.
Yeah. No, I completely agree that he shouldn't have brought the ball out. I think we can all agree on that. I appreciate the phone call. I think we can all agree on that. Should not have brought the ball out. Should have, you know, his explanation last night, I understand it. Said, look, they had been kicking it out of the end zone all day. This one, they wanted him to return. He thought it was right on the goal line. We all know if it hits the goal line or out in front of the goal line. The goal line's a part of the end zone, okay? So it hits the goal line and goes to the end zone. Then it's considered... then it's considered to be a dead ball, and it's a touchback. If it lands in front of the goal line, well, then you know that that it's fair game, and you gotta grab it, you gotta go. So we understand all of that. He took if you watch, and I posted a picture of it on Twitter where he caught the ball. He catches the ball and takes one step. He's out of the end zone. He started out on the goal line. Okay, he takes a couple of steps back, small steps back, gathers it in, and starts moving forward. When he explained it, he made a split-second decision. He wasn't sure if he was on the goal line or not because he had taken a step forward to catch the football. So he just decided to go. And in a sense, if he doesn't fumble the football, we're not talking about this. But he did. And it is what it is. And as he said, he's the first to admit he knows putting the ball in Aaron Rodgers' hand gives them the best chance to win. He knows that. He's not stupid. He's a part of that offense. So he knows what Aaron Rodgers can do. Was it selfish? Maybe in the split second. Was he thinking about making a big play? I don't doubt that. Trying to put his team in the best position to win the game. Trying to get them better field position. Yeah, I get it. Players want to make plays. Completely get it. You know, if he thought that it was going to be into the end zone or out of the end zone, you let it go. Let it fall and just walk away from it. No time off the clock. You're good to go. See, that was my thing is if you don't think you're out of the end zone or on the goal line, don't run it at all because the minute you do, you're taking time off the clock. So that's a stupid move within itself, which would lead you to believe that maybe he thought he was right there on the goal line. I don't know. I don't know at that point in time, at that split second, other than what he tells us, what was in his head. Is it a fireable offense? He sat down and talked with Mike McCarthy about it. He said that him and Mike cleared the air yesterday. You heard the conversation. We'll have more of that coming up. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I did, and, you know, I think if it wasn't for the anonymous comment that was tweeted and written about by this reporter, I don't think we would be talking about this as much. I think we would be talking about more things that happened during the game. I don't really like bringing up somebody else's situation because I don't want people to think, oh, I'm making excuses. I like to be accountable. But, you know, I don't think it would be what it was if that didn't come out. Because now we're not talking about the fumble anymore. We're talking about my character. We're talking about whether or not I was a selfish player and whether or not I intentionally did what I wanted to do for myself against the wishes of the team.
So...
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad to have you. Those are the words of Ty Montgomery last night on the Lodge Kohler kickoff, something that we were just specifically discussing with Aaron Nagler a little while ago, if you were listening to the program. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you choose to give us a shout, please do so. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at the Van Horn Automotive Group. That's where I went. That's where I would encourage you to go. Got the new Dodge Ram 1500 with the Hemi in it, and it's the 90-day test drive. All you have to do is go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. See all that they have to offer. They have locations in Plymouth. They have a location in Stoughton, Manitowoc. I went to the truck center in Plymouth, and I was looking at all different vehicles. I was looking maybe at a car for a little while, and I thought about that, and then I wasn't sure what I really wanted, and then before you know it, I thought, well, maybe a truck might not be a bad way to go, and I ended up going in that direction. And, man, it's fantastic. Went in that direction, and sure enough, man, it's been great. It's been a great experience. It was, and let's be honest, wouldn't you like to drive a vehicle for a while? Sure, I think most of us would. You go out and drive a vehicle for a while, and you get a feel for it, and if you don't like it, you take it back, no additional obligation. If you love it, you can maybe get some additional money off. How about that? That's what Van Horn Auto does, and it's exclusive to them, by the way. The Van Horn Automotive Center, the Van Horn Truck Center. Go to VanHornAuto.com, VanHornAuto.com. You can check that out for yourself. Good people, a great place, and a lot of fun. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Let's go to Bob in De Pere. Bob, welcome to the program, man. What's going on?
Hey, good afternoon, Bill. I just heard the shocking news that Ty is up for trade. Is that true?
It is at least being reported that the possibility of Ty Montgomery out there on the trade market, yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got a trade for you.
Sure.
I'd take Ty Montgomery, Montrevious Adams as a package, and trade them for a box of tees and a bag of footballs.
Montrevious really isn't considering a whole much. Well, he waited all that time for that?
Just for that, yep.
Just for that? Okay.
Just for that.
Montrevious Adam not contributing a whole lot right now.
I think the biggest thing with the trade, and I actually have it pulled up if you want to hear it, you asked him kind of which teammates kind of consoled him, went up to him, and he mentioned Tremont, but, you know, for him to stick around, wouldn't you kind of be hoping that maybe number 12 would come up to you like he did with Mason Crosby after the game, put his arm around your shoulder and say, hey, man, you know, we'll be back. You'll get another opportunity. We didn't hear that. I have that answer pulled up for you if you want to hear that, but that was, I think, kind of why I'm not really shocked about this trade.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and play it.
It's very important. I mean, it doesn't even have to be a veteran. Just to feel like somebody has my back and to support me and help me move on. I was talking with a good friend of mine. He plays for the Colts now. We talked about a 24-hour rule. However, with everything that's going on right now, it makes it very tough to just have a 24-hour rule right now. I got to go home and deal with this stuff. I'm supposed to do a radio show. I told my wife and son they can't even come. He was there. We talked. You know, we laughed. You know, we got to talk about things other than football, too. So, you know, that was good. And, you know, it wasn't just him, but it's very frustrating that the perception in the media now is, you know, no one has my back. I'm insubordinate. I'm a cancer. You know, whatever is out there. I'm not looking at all the articles. I just know what's been sent to me.
So there you go. That is him saying, and he had to go do our radio show. That is Ty Montgomery talking about the things that have been said. Here's the thing. Somebody asked me about him being a cancer. I have never heard a negative thing about Ty Montgomery. And there's people that are in that locker room every day that I know and respect. And this is the first I've heard of that. So for people to kind of jump on that bandwagon, I look, if somebody's in that locker room every day and they know something more than I do, then kudos to them. But this is the first I've ever heard about. We have never. Have you ever heard before to yesterday? Have you ever heard about Ty Montgomery being a problem?
No, it's like he said at the end of the interview when you were talking with him. You know, he's like, I don't know if my wife really wants to live in Green Bay. She tells me that she does, but I moved my whole family here. I'm part of this community.
Right.
I mean, we talked about it in the offseason. I got the chance to work when they do the tailgate tour, and it's Ty Montgomery. It's Blake Martinez, you know,
right.
and he's going around. This is his offseason, we have to remember. He's going around to all these different communities, and he just had a newborn kid at the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know how that goes. I mean, you don't have much time to yourself. You're not getting much sleep. Your eating patterns are weird. So, you know, I thought he was a good dude off the field, personally.
Yeah, I don't get where it's all coming from, I guess. Where all of a sudden it's just he's this problematic guy. That I don't understand. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. We'd love to hear from you. 855-830-8648. Just give us your thoughts, because I don't get where all of a sudden he's become this cancer-esque problem. Let's get back to the phone calls. Talk to who's been on hold. Ken's in West Bend. Ken, welcome to the program, man. What's going on?
Good afternoon, Billy. Hey, have you guys discussed the Mike Clemens interview from the camps this summer? And in fact, just before the season started, where he talked to Ty Montgomery. Has anybody brought up that, or has Mike brought that up yet?
Mike didn't bring it up.
It was a very interesting interview that he had. And Mike should key this interview back up, because he asked Ty Montgomery, you know, what's going on, you know, with you, with the Packers, and that. He goes, I don't know what my role is with this team. Nobody's telling me.
Right.
I mean, he was so frustrated in that interview that something like what happened on Sunday doesn't surprise me in the least, because here's a guy who's trying to do something spectacularly to be noticed in a good way, not in this way. And I truly believe he knew what he was doing when he decided to bring the ball out. I mean, like you said, the guy's not an idiot. He speaks very well. He, from all indications, anybody that I've ever talked to that has spoken with him said the guy's a sharp dude. So the fact of the matter is that he knew what he was doing. And I do believe there's a lot of frustration there with him. And I think that some of it, too, look at what happened. You know, how they got rid of Jordy and some of the things that have been done with some of the guys that have been on the team for a while that were in the receiving corps, such as Montgomery. Because there was a point in time when he was, I don't want to say a standout player, but he was an up-and-comer, so to speak. And then all of a sudden, he got kicked to the back burner, injuries, whatever. But he hasn't been, and he's not a running back. You know, they tried to make him a running back. this team doesn't run the Wildcat. And that's basically what they were using him and Cobb for in certain situations. But Cobb, like I said on Sunday, he should be your return guy or one of the wide receivers that don't get a lot of time. Why Montgomery was back there, why Williams is back there, and it makes no sense to me. But the team definitely, I believe, can grow from what they did. They had a terrific all-around game for the most part, except for one play. There's no reason why this team can't end up with 10 wins and make the playoffs.
Sure.
So I, you know, the glass isn't half empty. There was a lot of good things that came out of Sunday, and they're going to build on it. And if that means unloading Montgomery, so be it. Teams make trades all the time. You want to better your team. And if he was somebody that was disgruntled and had other thoughts going on because he didn't have a bigger role, then it's the best thing for everybody. Let him go and move on.
Yep. No doubt. Appreciate it, man. He gets off. You get on 855-830-8648. Let's do this. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. Get to Roger, Brian, Dennis. A lot of people talking about this Packers stuff and everything that's going on. There is the rumor out there that they are shopping Ty Montgomery. We'll wait and see if it actually comes to fruition or not. Also, I'm going to post a few things over on the Facebook fan page. You can track that down as well. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
To be honest, I don't know. I really don't know. You know, it's sort of communicated to us that you never know what's going to happen or how many plays you're going to play. But in terms of how I understood the game plan and what we were doing, I didn't know. So then to be put in that situation and come
back. Is
that
something you cleared the air with today with Mike McCarthy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, without giving us, obviously, inside to what was said.
No. Okay, so we didn't necessarily, like, define what my role is going to be.
Okay.
And, you know, anything like that. But it was just more of he understood my thought process. He understood my frustrations as a competitor, someone who's passionate, somebody who cares about this organization.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you're on board today, and thanks so much for taking a listen to us. Hey, by the way, I want to say thanks to a lot of our good friends because we are, we're going to be heading to the Super Bowl. Hopefully the Packers are heading there with us down to the big game in Atlanta. But if they're not, it doesn't matter. We're going to be there anyway. And we're brought to you by a lot of great people and a lot of great companies that are going to be there with us again this year. Our friends at Steny's at 2nd and National, a great place. Everybody calls it like the Cheers of Milwaukee. They're with us again this year. Our friends from Signature Limo, Pat and Brooke and everybody over there. And I'll tell you what, if we got a great night out coming up and you want to get there in style and maybe even want to go out and just do it just because you don't want to drink and drive or anything like that, man, I'm telling you, that's a great way to go. Even if you're just heading to the airport, they can get you there in style. They can get you there in safety. They can get you there quickly as well, and gives you time to do a little bit of work in the backseat of the car. So a lot of great people. Signature Limo, find them online. Go to Signature Limo and track them down. Also, our friends at San Giorgio, Gino and the whole crew, the only authentic Napoletana pizzeria in the state, only 60-something of them in the country. And we have one of them right here in our own backyard. They're right down there on Old World 3rd Street, downtown Milwaukee. And when you walk in, tell them you want the Bill Michaels. It is fantastic, fantastic. Getting back to the phone calls, let's go to Brian on the south side. Brian, how you doing today, man? What's going on? Brian, not there. Let's go to Dennis in Shell Lake. Dennis, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Doing good. I love your show.
Appreciate it.
I'm going to put the blame on Aaron Rodgers for a lot of stuff going on here. I called in last year after a game, and I said there's kind of a power struggle in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers and McCarthy, and I think it's gotten worse. Aaron Rodgers goes around and calls our receivers poor and demands perfection, and yet who fumbled in Minnesota on the 31-yard line, 2nd and 1, and then got sacked on the next play and got us out of field goal range? Who fumbled twice against the Detroit Lions and turned into points for the Lions? So when someone demands perfection, maybe he better be perfect too.
No, I've said it. Aaron Nagler and I just talked about it. I appreciate the phone call. You know, for all of you questioning, even going back to the safety, Mike McCarthy and the personnel, granted, I might have run Williams instead of Aaron Jones But I'm going to post this over on the Facebook fan page, exactly what Aaron Nagler was talking about. It was a run-pass option. They ran it earlier in the ball game, and if you look in the lower right-hand corner of the screen, Marquez Valdes-Scantling is wide open. I mean, as a matter of fact, the coverage is playing a good 5 to 7 yards off of him. And by the time he starts the inside slant, he is standing at about the 5-yard line, and the coverage is about at the 10. He's wide open. And so for the question of Mike McCarthy, how could you run it up the gut? It was a run-pass option. You know, Mike McCarthy didn't want to throw Aaron Rodgers under the bus, but he's not going to lie. He's like, look, you know, this is something we ran earlier. You know, we had that personnel grouping. Yeah, we tried to do this. Well, I get it. Okay. But Aaron never looked over. You know, there's a lot to this that's not just ahead. No, I'm not ripping Aaron Rodgers, and I'm not ripping Mike McCarthy. I'm just simply saying it was a bad move all the way around. All the way around. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Let's go to Bill listening to us in Green Bay. Bill, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Really good. Thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to comment quickly on Ty Montgomery. First of all, that guy's been nothing but a consummate pro in a fine Green Bay Packer. He actually sacrificed his career for the Green Bay Packers by completely changing his body makeup and type to be a halfback when we had no halfback options. I think the frustration with him is he realizes there's two better backs on the team right now. Let him go back to the wide receiver position, specifically to the slot. He is bigger, arguably about the same Cobb, has better hands, and I think would deliver punishment over the middle. He could be your possession receiver, and I think that guy really wants to get back to that role. And I think he can play a valuable role there. And I think that McCarthy's really, really short-sighted, and I think that guy's more touches than that position.
Appreciate the phone call. I gather what you're saying. You're breaking up really bad. He's right in the sense that Ty Montgomery, they converted him from a wide receiver. He was a pretty good wide receiver. And they ended up deciding to say, hey, you're going to be our running back when they didn't have anybody. He said, okay, I'll go morph my body and change it, and I'll be the backup to Eddie Lacy. And then obviously we all know what happened to Eddie Lacy, and Ty Montgomery did the best he could. He wasn't a great running back. It wasn't something that he did on a regular basis. And then they drafted a couple of guys, and both of those guys have pretty much worked out in Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones. And he said, look, I'll be the backup to them. I'll be the guy in the depth chart, and you do me what I need to do. So the caller's right. The caller's right, because Ty Montgomery has done it really without any public complaining. By the way, that video that I had promised you is posted. For everybody questioning Mike McCarthy in the play calling, it was an RPO, and why not just throw to Ty Montgomery, or not Montgomery, Marquez Valdes-Scantling in the lower right-hand corner of that. So if you haven't seen it already, go check it out.
McCarthy kind of implied that yesterday, that he should have thrown the slant, too, in that presser as well.
Yeah.
So we could always go back and listen to that, too. But I was kind of, yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of throws that Aaron Rodgers has missed, and I'm a Aaron Rodgers apologist. Love the guy, but, I mean, you watch it this year, and he's missing a lot of guys all over the field, so it's hard to put everything on McCarthy right now.
No, I just think you need to kind of step back, and there's a reactionary moment that's emotional, and then there's a portion where you can just kind of use your head. And that's all, you know. Just use your head in some of this stuff. That's it. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Roger and cut. Hey, Roger, welcome to the program. What's going on, man?
Yeah, good afternoon. First and foremost, with regards to Ty Montgomery, just a comment. People are complicated, and it's even if he did take it out based on a reaction in terms of what he wanted to show his abilities were, he can still come away as being a great guy. So I'm just saying I don't want to write everything off, and I don't think people should either, especially I don't want to see his great endeavors, his charitable work, to suffer. Moving on to the safety, I thought it was a run play because they were in terms of them using Aaron as a decoy. I just thought they were throwing him out there, trying to catch the Rams, thinking that there's no way, anticipating it wouldn't be a run looking for a pass using him as a decoy. But I think the bottom line is if you're going to run it, you got to go with the guy who runs between the tackle. But to your point, the biggest takeaway, I think, is the fact that it was an option play and there was a wide-open receiver. And just an aside, I think that's what sets Brady apart from Rodgers and vice versa.
Appreciate it, man. Talk to you soon. He gets off. You get on. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Would love to hear from you. 855-830-8648. And kind of getting your reaction to all of this. This has been, you know what, as far as, there's a lot of things to talk about right now. I get that. Without a doubt, there's a lot of things going on. The number one thing people are talking about is the Packers, Ty Montgomery, what to do. So continue it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free. We got a lot more yet to go, another hour of the program. And after watching the Pats and the Bills on Monday Night Football, are you still confident or are you even thinking about it, whether or not the Packers are going to be able to go into Foxborough and get themselves a win? If they play the way they did this past Sunday, I believe they can. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.